now. There's emotional healing. I tell you what, if that's you, you need to just lift your hands right now and just start thanking God that He's healing your emotions. You almost don't even know how to respond to God because of what happened to you in the past and what happened yesterday, what happened the day before that, or what's been going on in your world when you don't know how to respond to Him because the way you feel is if God is just like that man or that woman that hurt you, and now God's sitting over in glory land with a big stick ready to beat you up. No, friend, that's not how God works. God will heal that place in you. God will heal that place in you. Come on, God's wanting to heal it right now. Lift your hands. If you see somebody around you that's got their hands lifted up, you ought to reach over and grab them. Pray with them. Pray for them. God, would you do let the healing work happen? Let the healing work happen. Come on. God's wanting to reach for somebody that feels rejected. And because you felt so rejected, the least little thing can happen and you can turn it into rejection. The least little bump in the road and you can turn it into something astronomical because you've been so hurt by people in the past. But God is wanting to heal you right now to where that doesn't bother you, and where when something happens that gets you a little bit out of kilter, that you're able to keep walking and keep moving because you understand that God's not rejecting me and God's not trying to hurt me, but God wants to heal me and God wants to walk with me and God wants to have a relationship with me. You ought to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, you ought to pray in the Holy Ghost. You ought to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, there's healing. Somebody's got the sense of abandonment. You think that God's going to leave because mama left and because daddy left and because your husband left. And so you deal with God with this sense of God's going to leave me, honey. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you until the very end. Come on, God's not going anywhere. God's not going anywhere. Come on, it's okay. I know you're trying to hold it back right now. You're trying to hold back the tears because you don't want to fall apart. But just go ahead and let him fall apart on his lap. Go ahead and fall apart and let God pick up all the pieces. Go ahead and fall apart and let God put you back together. Come on, pray. Do you pray it in tongues? Come on, pray. Do you pray it in tongues? Pray into the spirits praying through you. Come on, pray into the spirits praying through you. Pray into the spirits praying through you. Come on, the Holy Ghost is wanting to do something right now. Ooh, the gifts of the Spirit are in operation here tonight. Come on, you are to let it operate in you. on. I know it, some of you are wanting to move on right now, but the Holy Ghost is working. We can't move too quickly. Oh, Brother Dawson already said it. It's a continuation. God is putting somebody back together. Somebody's being made whole. Somebody's being made whole. Come on, emotions are being fixed right now. Say, preacher, I can't even feel God. I'm telling you, God's going to work. God's working right now. He's not going to work. He's working. He's working. He's moving. He's healing. He's making a way out of no way right now. While the waters are troubled, you ought to lift your hands. Woo! Still reaching for somebody right now. You've been hurt because you've been hurt. You're lashing out. You're lashing out like an angry dog that's been wounded. Lashing out at people and you're lashing out at God. But God's reaching right now. Well, let God in. Let God in your personal space. Let God in your personal space. Hear me, somebody. Let God into the places that nobody else can go. Ataya baba baya ndoro boko sataya baba baya ndoro moko toro musiki anda. Well, I know it's Sunday night and you think, Brother Phillips, it's time to shout. Well, let me tell you something before, because sometimes, here's the deal, sometimes you the shout won't fix it, because you don't need to shout, you need surgery. Sometimes you don't need to shout. Sometimes you need the doctor to come in with some needle and thread and sew you up, because life has beat you to pieces. The world has tried to tear you apart, and here you are on a Sunday night, just the broken shambles of a vessel that used to be. Come on, let God do surgery. Let God do surgery. Let God. Come on, let God do surgery right now. So it's going to hurt, preacher. I know it's going to hurt. But if you'll let God, it won't hurt forever. If you'll let God work, you won't hurt forever. Well, you don't know how they hurt me. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You don't know how God can heal you. Well, if you need to be dismissed, you can be dismissed. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't leave here tonight with the Holy Ghost moving the way that it is. This is the place where miracles happen. This is the place where miracles happen. Right here where we are right now. The word went forth this morning, and God has moved into this place on a Sunday night and says, ask me what you will. If you need a miracle, ask me. If you need a healing, ask me. If you need a miracle in your emotions, then just ask. If you need a healing in your mind, then just ask. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. I I want to help somebody right here because you're struggling breaking. I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. There's this resistance. Here's what typically happens. When we get hurt, we put up walls. And we don't let people in. But the problem with that is sometimes we build our walls so high that God can't get in. You say, well, God can do anything. God can do anything, but God's not going to impose himself on you. And if you build up a wall, God's a gentleman. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He's not going to make you live for him. God's not going to make you tear down the wall. But what happens when we build these walls is typically we start feeling feelings like loneliness. And you keep holding on to this because you've been hurt. But you're crying out from the inside of your walls because you're lonely. Can I tell you today that you can't keep the wall? You can't keep the wall and not be lonely? You got to tear it down. You got to let God in. You got to let God go in the places that you don't let. You got, if you would allow me to speak metaphorically, as the heart as a hallway. You've got some doors down the hallways of your heart. You've got so many chains on, and you got the dresser and the bed and the shift rope and everything pushed up against the door because you don't want anybody coming in there, because the last time somebody walked through that door, they hurt you. And so you build the wall concrete. Somebody call the contractor. Let's build a cinder block wall around this door in my heart. And you isolate yourself behind the door. And then you wonder why you feel lonely. And you wonder why when you lay down at night, it feels like nobody's there. It's because you have become a catastrophe of your own carpentry. You've built stuff. But the Lord's knocking. The Lord's saying, let me in. The Lord's saying, let me see those places that hurt. We can move on right now, and I could preach, and we could shout, and we could dance, and we can talk. But like I said just a moment ago, sometimes we don't need to shout. Sometimes God has to do surgery. And before we ever get to the place that God wants us to be, and we can have the kind of revival that we need to have, we got to be laid out on the operating table. And you know the thing about God is, the truth of the matter is, he don't use anesthetic. I don't know why. Brother Collins, maybe you can give a theological answer to that. I don't know why when God does surgery, he doesn't numb it. I don't know why when God does surgery, he don't just take away the pain. I don't get why when God lays you out on the table and he rips open your heart and he starts going behind these doors, why all the memories have to... I'm talking to somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. And so you sit here and you're on the operating table and you have the memory of when that pain happened, and it is so vivid, and you're holding back the tears and the anger boils up and the bitterness and the vile comes up because you remember when you were touched the wrong way, or you remember when you were left, or you remember when you were rejected, and all of the memories start flooding back. And you know what happens when all that happens? Most of the time, God help me, Jesus, if I can just reach for that one person in here tonight. What happens is we shut down. And so rather than feeling the help of God, it's better not feel anything at all. Rather than feel the healing hand of God, go into that place that's hurt and start. You ever had a festering wound? You know what I'm talking about? You get real bad. I mean, you get cut real bad and it starts to fester. Mama or daddy has to rip off the scab and squeeze it, clean it. You go to the doctor and you think, Doc, you're killing me. And all he's doing is taking some rubbing alcohol or something like that and pouring off in it. And you're like, oh, you'll be all right. Well, you're not the one on the table. And so it's just easy for our brain to say, just like in a natural sense, you get to a certain point of pain and you just shut it all out. And now I can't feel anything. But let me just tell you, when you shut everything out, you shut out the hand of God. And you will never know what joy is again. Oh, you might laugh, but you won't know what joy is. And you'll never experience peace, the peace that passes all understanding, because you've shut God out. I'm pleading with somebody right now to let God go to those places. It's going to hurt. Hey, you're going to cry some tears. You may stay, well, everybody's going to know it's me. Well, let me just tell you, the truth of the matter is they already know it's you. Because when you're in that place, you carry it on the outside. Just that you may think you've got it all hidden. You've got on the mask. You've got on the charade that everything, I'm okay, preacher. See, my button's buttoned, my tie's straight, my bobby pins aren't sticking out. I got this. Hello, would you let me in? You wear it on the outside more than you think you do. Why not let God? I'm going to tell you what, a scar is a whole lot easier to deal with than a wound. Because if you're not careful, you'll let infection get in that place in your heart. So what are you talking about? I'm talking about bitterness. The Bible says you were defiled. You were decimated by the root of bitterness. It gets down in there. It starts working around. And then you start hating people you shouldn't hate. And it starts carrying. Oh, can I just talk to us for a minute? This is where we're at. I know I'm not talking to everybody, but there's somebody here. I know what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Because it was a person of authority. Now you have a problem with authority. And the pastor can get up with loving hands and begin to preach. And an evangelist can come through like I'm doing right now. And you'll have thoughts like you've already had tonight. Who does that preacher think he is? Who does the pastor think he is? Because you've transferred what happened there to what's happening now. The voice of God speaking. The hand of God is knocking. Behold, look, pay attention. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. See, that's the thing. We've learned how to turn the voice off. Regardless if you've shut off the voice or not, he's still going to stand and knock. That's the thing about God. God never stops knocking, Pastor Colin. Never. God never stops knocking. Why don't you let him heal you? Come on, one more time. Why don't we lift our hands? I'm telling you, I'm pulling with everything that I've got for just a couple of people that are in here tonight. God loves you so much. We could have shouted. We could have danced. Brother Phillips could have preached. Could have preached something totally different, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost stopped the service because he cares so much about that place in your heart. He cares so much about that wounded, bitter, festering place that's inside of you that he stopped everything and said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. We could move on, but behold, I stand at the door and knock. We could do it, we could dance and talk in tongues, but behold, I stand at the door and I won't enter that broken place in your heart. Come on, everybody, would you just pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's, come on, wounded soul, give it to the Lord. Can I tell you, you're not too much of a man to cry and lay it all out on the altar. You don't have it so together that God can't heal you where you're at. Well, I'm embarrassed, honey. Don't be embarrassed. We've all been there. Well, what are people going to say about me? People ain't going to say nothing about you, because there go I but for the grace of God. Come on, come on, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest from the hurt. I'll give you rest from the pain. I'll give you a reason to smile on Sunday. I'll give you a reason to go back home and tell those that have hurt you, I forgive you. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it all. Come on, let it go, let it go, let it go right now. Come on, let it go, let it go. Give it up. I know you're giving up your right to hold on to it and to be bitter and to be angry, but I'm telling you, you're not man enough to handle it. You're not woman enough to handle it. You gotta let it go. God, I'm gonna forgive them. I'm gonna forgive them, and I'm gonna walk away from it. And if I see them again, I'm gonna smile and tell them I love them. And if it comes up again, I'm going to remind the devil that I laid down the burden and I took his burden. Come on, that we're there now. We're there now. Healing virtue flow. Healing virtue. There is a balm in Gilead. Let healing virtue flow. Woo! Come on, I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to forgive them, and I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to let God have it. I'm going to let him take control. Lift your hands. Lift your hands if you want freedom. Come on, lift your hands as a sign to the devil. Come on. I'm talking to somebody right now that's been bowed over for so long. Lift up your head and lift up your hands. Lift up that. Look unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. You've been beat down by this for so long. You've been bowed over by this for so long. It's been a weight on your back for so long that you walk around literally, physically beat down. But lift up your head. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. Come on, do you feel that? Do you feel that flowing through this house? Come on, that's deliverance from that weight you've been carrying around. That's deliverance from the pain you've been living with. Woo! Kataya, somebody that feels what I'm talking about needs to stand to your feet right now and lift up your hands to the enemy to show the enemy that I am delivered. Come on, lift your hands unto the Lord to show the enemy I am set free. I am able to overcome. I'm bigger than this problem. I'm bigger than this weight. God, I'm going to give it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah, yeah, now respond. Respond to that. Respond to what you feel right now. Respond to what you feel right now. God, I feel victory in this house. I feel victory over bitterness. Victory over unforgiveness. Victory over anger over the past. Come on, victory, victory, victory. Come on, some of you are feeling the hope that you ain't felt in the last year. Some of you are feeling the joy that you ain't felt in the last year. What's your, that rush of emotions that you're feeling? That's the stuff that's been so pinned up. That's the wall coming down. And the, you're feeling your emotions again. You're letting God in again. Presence that you feel, that's what you feel when loneliness abates. That presence that you feel, that's what you feel when the Holy Ghost comes in the room, when joy comes in the room, when peace comes in the room. Come on somebody, lift up your hands and let the Lord in. Holy Ghost is doing a mighty work here. Why don't we all lift our hands one more time? Jesus. Why don't you just tell him thank you for what you're doing, Jesus. And do you feel that sweet presence of the Lord that's in this house right now? Do you feel that sweet peace that's here? Presence for a minute and just take it in, take it in, take it in. They're going to come sing here just very quickly. We're fixing to get out of here, but I wish they would y'all come sing just for one moment. We're going to lift our hands right now, because I'll tell you what happens when we get in services like this and stuff is released. That stuff that is released wants to find somewhere to dwell. I wish everyone that would just lift your hands, and it's just a sign to the enemy. Devil, I'm not letting any bitterness in. I'm not letting any anger in. I'm not letting any unforgiveness in. I'm going to let God have his way. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to talk with God. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm going to surrender it all to the Lord. Come on, would you make this song your prayer right now? Come on, make it your prayer. Bitterness, all the unforgiveness. One more time, would you just reach over and grab your neighbor by the hand and pray for them? Come on, pray their strength in the Holy Ghost. just worship him right now. Worship him. Come on, I think that's in order. Go ahead and clap your hands unto the Lord and just give him a shout of praise right now.